top of that. Those are some good ideas. Or is there anything else, Sue?
Well, not yet, but it's going to be.
That was pretty warm a couple days ago, so it goes kind of up and down. The wind's blowing here, so that makes it kind of nice. So I have all the windows open, but then that blows the pollen in and makes me a little bit hoarse. So anyway, well, thank you, Sue, for sharing that. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. Happy Easter. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN 801, Bobby May, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRNN 801, Bobby May. Copy you loud and clear.
There she is. So the ladies have been talking about, we read about heat hazards in our preparedness manual, and we were talking about what to do during a heat emergency, and some of the ladies had some really good ideas. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Bobby May?
I think everybody's just about got it covered. The only thing I do different than most of the people is I do wear a head wrap in the summertime. I keep it nice and damp so I don't get overheated, but it doesn't leave a very nice hairdo at the end of the day, but it sure pays off.
Well, really, when you think about it, what's your hair do at the end of the day versus your health during a heat emergency? Is there anything else you'd like to share, Bobby May? That's a really good idea.
No, I think that's about it. And other than don't forget your animals either, because they do benefit by neck wraps. I have cool neck wraps for my dogs and my cats, and they benefit from them. When I was raising rabbits, I also kept frozen bottles in their cages for them.
Wow, those are some really good ideas. I wasn't aware of the neck wraps for dogs. Usually we keep the dogs in the house when it's really hot and make sure they have plenty of water, but I didn't know they made those. So awesome. Well, thank you so much, Bobby May. We really appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check. We welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRXR423 Kristen, WRJX597 Jill, and WRZL684 Lee. They were unable to participate this evening. Also, I've been hearing from the ladies over Klamath Way, and they really miss us. 779 Chantel, 583 Gina, 492 Yvette, 509 Debbie, and 690 Jeanette send their love. 359, moving to the next radio check.